Missing 4-year-old Cleo Smith has been found alive. I think we were all stunned when that news came through in the last few minutes.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
2NURFM, the year in review. November 2021.
A massive fire destroyed two buildings at the Western Aluminium Complex near Currycurry, with a warning issued to nearby residents as toxic black smoke billowed into the air. The company's managing director, Garba Simonian, believes the fire, which started in pallets of hand sanitizer outside one of the buildings, was deliberately lit.
The plant was closed. There was no one there. No reason for the fire to start because no one was working. And then they found a hole in the fence, and they believed that the fire was started by someone coming in, an arsonist, and started at three different places.
Questions are being asked following the collapse of Privium Homes. The company paid $22 million in dividends, despite posting a $28 million loss last financial year, leaving Hunter families and young homebuyers in limbo.
The $16,000 that we've lost that we can't afford to lose now that the cost of building has gone up, and as a student, I don't really have much money to go around. So, yeah, it's very difficult. I'm just trying to be strong for my partner. And
two men are arrested over the alleged shooting murder of Stockton grandmother Stacey Klimovich in June. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a $3 million feasibility study into a suitable location for a hydrogen hub in Newcastle.
This is why we need to invest here, in places like the Hunter, because we make it work here, it will work in so many like regions all around the country. Our plans to move to a lower emissions future very much have the Hunter at the centre of our thinking. Everything we do, every plan we have, every investment we're making is making sure it works here in the Hunter.
4-year-old Cleo Smith is snatched from her parents' tent at a campsite in Western Australia. Amazingly, she's found alive by police a fortnight later in a house in Carnarvon. American teenager Kyle Rittenhouse is found not guilty of murder following the shooting of three people during civil unrest in the US town of Kenosha.
Rewinding 2021, the year in review. 2NURFM 103.7.